This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson is offering a fourth version of his budget proposal to the City Council that he hopes will end weeks of tense negotiations and delays. The Sun-Times reports Johnson's latest proposal nixes a property tax increase. Instead, the city would cover the gap in part with $40 million tied to borrowing. Johnson would also cut 10 positions from his own office, and the city would reportedly save $8 million in public safety costs. Chicago Alderwoman Maria Haddon says a contentious budget process has distracted from efforts to prepare vulnerable Chicagoans for a future Donald Trump presidency. Haddon notes that Trump's border czar recently said Chicago will be, quote, ground zero for mass deportations, causing anxiety among her constituents.
After the first Trump election, we had Protect Rogers Park. We had a rapid community response team. My community is trying to have these conversations and prepare, but we're sitting down here wasting everybody's time.
She blames delays on council members she thinks are being unreasonably oppositional and Mayor Johnson's team for not building consensus. Johnson wants to see a vote on his budget this afternoon. It is unclear if the plan has support to pass. The city faces a December 31st deadline to pass a budget. Chicago Department of Public Health officials are reminding the public to get their flu and COVID vaccines as the holidays roll out. The city's online dashboard shows people are still being hospitalized for COVID-19, the flu, and RSV. Alexander Sloboda is the Medical Director of Immunizations and Emergency Preparedness for CDPH. He says now is the time to get vaccinated.
People are still dying in Chicago from both COVID-19 and flu. So we really want to have people get that protection, particularly going into the holiday season, so everybody can kind of enjoy themselves with their family, their friends, not have to worry about getting sick or getting other people sick.
Sloboda says the city offers free COVID and flu vaccines at their three walk-in clinics. The American Civil Liberties Union of Illinois is calling new fees to use rooms at two North Suburban library systems unconstitutional. Northbrook Public Library attempted to charge a fee to a group planning to show a film about Jewish identity and politics to cover the cost of private security. ACLU attorney Rebecca Glenberg says that violates the First Amendment.
So it very often turns out that these kinds of fees that are related to public safety impose an extra cost on those unpopular or controversial voices and therefore can shut them out of the conversation.
Highland Park Public Library recently adopted a similar policy. Representatives from both systems told WBEZ they are committed to both public safety and free speech and plan to revisit the issue. A state commission has announced 10 finalists for the design of a new state flag. The current Illinois flag came into use more than a century ago. Bloomington Normal native Colleen Hayes says her design is meant to show the three regions of Illinois and to honor both agriculture and the open prairie. Hayes put three stars in a blue sky above a sunrise over 21 red and white rows.
The sun is to also bring our current flag into this design. It's seen on our current state flag, and it's not completely redoing. It's also just elevating it and bringing it to a modern time.
Hayes works at a Champaign-based design firm. The public can vote on the 10 finalists for a new state flag starting in January. Lawmakers will decide whether to accept a final recommendation from a special flag commission. Some more things you should know today. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is encouraging lawmakers to significantly curtail the state's intoxicating hemp industry, a measure before lawmakers would create the Hemp Consumer Products Act. Among other things, it sets testing and distribution requirements for hemp-derived products like CBD and Delta 8, raises the minimum purchase age to 21, and says only dispensaries can sell the products, not gas stations or smoke shops. Pritzker encouraged lawmakers to pass the measure in January when they come back for their lame duck session. The Chicago Bears will face off with the Minnesota Vikings later today on Monday Night Football. They're looking to snap a 7-game losing streak, but have their work cut out for them, with the Vikings sitting at 11-2 on the year. Kickoff is at 7. The Bears were mathematically eliminated from playoff contention Sunday. Today's weather, cloudy skies with some morning fog, and the high will reach the low 50s. And tomorrow, we're expecting temperatures to hit the low 40s. That's it for the show. If you like The Rundown, please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.